News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome to Pep Talk this morning on Veterans Day. Thought we might kick off this morning with a little tribute to America and Ray Charles. Ray Charles, America the Beautiful, to kick off your Veterans Day, November 11th, 2024, with Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And I'm happy this morning to have as a friend in the studio, Tasca King is here. Good morning, Tasca. Well, this is Veterans Day, and I was doing a little research, and I found something that I thought was kind of a nice quote that I will share with you. I had the opportunity to go on the Emerald Coast Honor Flight years ago when we took the World War II veterans up to Washington, D.C., and I took a snapshot of this. Is on one of the walls at the memorial, and it says, "Our debt to the heroic men and valiant women in the service of our country can never be repaid. They have earned our undying gratitude. America will never forget their sacrifices." And that was from President Harry Truman. So today we've got all kinds of celebrations. I know in Washington, D.C., the tradition is to always lay a wreath on the tomb of the unknown soldier. So that'll be happening today. And we have, my understanding is that the Milton Parade has been canceled today because of the rain. However, they are going to still have the ceremony, I understand, at the square. So they're planning that to go on at 11. The Pensacola Parade is set to start at 9:30, rain or shine. So be prepared for that if you're going to be heading downtown. There's definitely going to be some traffic problems and issues along the way. You might have to take a couple of alternate routes. And also the Pensacola Beach Parade will be happening today. That's put on by the Elks, and that'll be happening today at 2 o'clock. So we have lots of festivities going on to celebrate our veterans. And something that I thought was kind of interesting is the history of Veterans Day. It wasn't always called Veterans Day. Initially, Veterans Day happened on November of the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in in World War I. And it was originally called Armistice Day. And so the history of it is that it was called the Great War. It was the end of the Great War that was to end all wars. And that was on June 29th, 1919. So on that time, that's when they decided to celebrate the actual Veterans Day and the signing of the Armistice Treaty. So from there, they started to call it Armistice Day, but unfortunately, we had more wars.
Too bad they weren't right on the money with that part.
Yeah, so they eventually changed it over to, one of the presidents made the change to being now to call it Veterans Day. And what was kind of interesting as I was looking this up, I don't know if you've noticed, but some people put an apostrophe in the veterans, mm-hmm. and that's actually wrong. It's supposed to be just veterans.
You're not... giving veteran possession of the day.
Correct.
You're honoring all the veterans on the day.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Your grammar lesson for today.
So then there was some confusion about when to have it, because then they started doing the different holidays on different days and that kind of thing. And then they finally, I think it was around, I'm looking up the date here, they had a proclamation, and then they finally decided that it would always be, in 1968, they decided that it would be to help with the three-day weekend. It would be on a Monday, but on November 11th. So yesterday in our other allies in Europe do celebrate as well the end of the war. So in London yesterday, they had a celebration. They had all the red poppies. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we do on Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. So the poppies are for the memories of those that have given their lives. And we don't do that on this day, because this day, although we recognize those that gave their life, this day also celebrates everyone
that ever, living or past,
that has given service and time to our military. Mm-hmm. So that's a big part of what Veterans Day is all about. Now, I have some family, the members that are veterans. Do you have any family members that are veterans?
Well, lost my dad a year ago, but he was a Navy vet.
Yeah.
Veteran. Our son, mm-hmm. our son's Army.
He is.
He's out now, but yeah.
I did not know that. Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, my dad was in the Navy, World War II. And he went to the Merchant Marines Academy at Kings Point, graduated from there, enlisted in the Navy, and became a lieutenant commander on a ship, mm-hmm. and sailed in North Africa in World War II. And I have these hilarious pictures. And you have to imagine, now they were all very young, but I have these hilarious pictures of my dad. I guess they went ashore at some point in North Africa. And at that time, the African folks tended to not wear much clothing.
Okay.
So I have these hilarious pictures of my father just grinning from ear to ear, standing between, in his uniform, standing between all these people that are, you know, native to the land, wherever uh-huh. they landed. And every time I see that, this is the funniest picture to me, because you forget that most of these guys are so young anyway when they go. So,
oh, yeah.
So that was sort of...
And probably... sheltered and modest, and
exactly,
there's no modesty there.
Exactly. Well, we'll come back in just a minute. I've got some more things to talk about for Veterans Day after this break on News Radio 92.3 Pep Talk.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Our nation's economic problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight. Dr. Ron Paul here. And this is why I recommend diversifying your IRA or 401k into gold, a proven bedrock in any economy, with my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold. Text the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to 989898.
Message and data rates may apply.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about it being Veterans Day. Thank you so much to everyone who served in the armed forces. We had a chance to talk to Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson about this real terrible, disturbing string of murder-suicides that happened recently and, you know, maybe what can be done to work on that if you happen to be in a bad relationship. Saturday Night Live couldn't get over their own distress about the election, and so they opened the program this weekend in a very weird way. You can check out all these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable with Pep Talk with Meg and my guest this morning with Tasca King. And we're talking about Veterans Day and thinking about all those who have done and given service to us. Some have made the ultimate sacrifice. And there are those who are people who have their families, their friends, people who have been a participant on so many different levels in the military, because we have so many different groups of armed forces. And especially in this area with NAS and Eglin and all the different bases, I have very much a sense of the veterans that are here and so many veterans that trained here. I would hear about this all the time when I was out on Pensacola Beach, mm-hmm. where they were retired. They would come
and
back.
Come back here to retire.
Absolutely. But one of the things that I got to participate in a few years back, which was so special to me because my father was in World War II, they did the Emerald Coast Honor Flight. Do you remember those, Tasca?
Yeah, my husband actually went one year as well.
It was such an extraordinary experience, and I got to go and be the guardian for two World War II vets. Mm-hmm. And we flew up there, and at that time it was, it was Congressman Jeff Miller was there, and you know, Bill Nelson, when they were coordinating that, and Sue Strong was on the flight. And when we got up there, I was lucky because I got two very agile World War II veterans. A lot of the guys that went were in wheelchairs, obviously much older. And the whole purpose was to try to get these veterans an opportunity to see the World War II Museum. Tom Hanks was a big person who was behind making that happen. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't had that opportunity, it is absolutely beautiful. The entire plaza, everything about it. There's so many different moments in the war that are honored. And but one of the things that was very funny was the two that I had were very frisky and were they were running around, and I was doing an interview on air with Sue, and we were on the thing, and they were standing right next to me, and she said, "Meg, please introduce us to your veterans." And I turned around, and they were both gone, because they were so excited about being there. They were like little kids just running around, and to see the light in these guys, these veterans' eyes light up and twinkle, and they were telling each other stories and sharing, and it was just such a beautiful experience. And Honor Flight still continues. You can go to honorflight.org if you know of a World War II veteran that maybe has not had that opportunity. They are sponsored, and the Guardians, now they pay $500 to $600 to go, but you can get a sponsor to go to that. They say right now that we had, people may not realize, that they estimate 16.4 million Americans served in World War II.
Wow.
And on those that served today, in 2024, they estimate that 66,143 are still alive. And so of that, that's basically 1% of the total that served that are still alive. So they've been trying to also document their stories, document the battles, document some of the information. They're doing recordings now in Washington as well in the archives, which I think is really great to have that information.
Right. Well, you know, when a lot of those folks came back, they didn't want to talk about
correct
what they experienced. And the same thing with Korea and Vietnam. And as they've gotten older, they're more comfortable sharing those stories and those experiences. So, I mean, I'm sure that they, you know, the folks that are hearing these stories were learning things that happened that didn't even know happened because those guys kept things to themselves for so long.
That's right. And I saw an interesting program a while back where they brought veterans together from the different sides of the battle. So it was interesting because they had Japanese veterans and American veterans talking about what that was like to face each other. And the beautiful thing about it was by the end of the conversation, most of them had tears in their eyes and were hugging each other because they all had experienced so much loss. Mm-hmm. And then to sit across from each other 50 years, 60 years later, was really powerful. That was really something. And you're right about the not talking, because my brother served in Vietnam in 1968 to 69. He was a helicopter pilot there, and everyone acknowledges that it was probably the worst time to be over there. And when he came back, thank God, he did not talk about it. I only know of one story that he told me, which I will not share on the air, mm-hmm. which was a pretty horrible story. But he earned a Bronze Star, and he never told us how he earned that award. Mm-hmm. And so there, and also they weren't greeted well when they came back. There was a lot of, when his flight came into California, there were people waiting there protesting, threw bottles at them.
That's terrible.
And they, his friend actually had to go to the hospital because he got hit in the head with a bottle. But he had survived Vietnam. And then came
That's
here.
That's crazy. Now, I can understand them being angry with the people that sent them over there.
Right.
But to
not
be
the
angry
soldiers.
With the soldiers and themselves, and that's just very immature, uncalled for behavior.
Well, and so many at that time.
And here I'm criticizing something that happened 50 years ago.
No, I know. But and what's interesting about that, too, is so many of those boys were drafted. Right? So
they
were 18, 19 years old. They didn't have a choice. So it was really, unless you kind of lived during that time, because I was 10 years old and we were making packages for my brother to send over there. There were no cell phones, no computers. Mm-hmm. You didn't know where. I remember he was in Biennois. I remember the North Vietnamese different towns. And we would watch the nightly news because Huntley and Brinkley, I think it was, at the end of their newscast, they would do a roll of the dead. And sometimes people would find out from that. The Army would make their best effort to notify people, but sometimes the news would come on. So my mother and I sat there and watched that every night, looking for my brother's name. Oh. And that's something that, for a lot of people, that war didn't touch a lot of people. You know, they never really. And I'm so grateful to the Vietnam and Korean War veterans. A lot of them didn't get acknowledged, and I'm so grateful that we are finally acknowledging their service and what they did for our country. So.
Absolutely.
But I do have a little bit of a personal investment
you
in
do.
It.
You do. I was really talking about my dad earlier, and luckily for him, he was he served for his four years in between those two wars.
So oh, wow.
It was not wartime when he was there.
Mm-hmm.
So he got to be on a ship and
right.
have fun.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure there was a lot of work involved.
I suspect there was some work, yeah. I suspect there probably was. But we don't want to forget all of those that have served since then.
Agreed.
And the Iraq, you know, Operation Iraqi Freedom and the Afghan War. There just have been so many people who have served our country. And if you're listening this morning, thank you so much for your service. Today is a day to celebrate what you gave to us and the freedom that we celebrate as a result of your efforts and sacrifice. We'll be right back with Pep Talk.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the Slow Smoke Barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our four locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue and a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola begins Friday and goes through the holidays with a 500,000 lights, performances, tours, and of course, Santa. See PensacolaWinterfest.org. Friday night, enjoy another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is Festival of Living Art. Meet your friends and neighbors for another fun evening. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more Wednesday at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. You're with Meg and Pep Talk with Tasca King as our guest. Just got a text from one of our listeners that the parade this morning in Pensacola is a go, but the ceremony apparently at the Memorial Park, Veterans Park, has been canceled. So just kind of keep an eye out and listen to the radio, and we'll keep you posted on what is and what is not happening. So on a lighter note, we were talking a little bit. I can't believe the holidays are here.
The holidays are here. They might as well be. Let's start having fun.
All right, holiday so tell cheer. Me what's going on with the holidays here.
Well, the one thing I wanted to talk about was a Pensacola Christmas. And this is something that we do every year here on News Radio. We play back Christmas programming from local Christmas shows. So you guys need to know if your church choir does a cantata, if that one of the high school bands does a band concert, send us audio. If you can get those performances recorded, send us the audio for that, and we'll see if we can work it into our programming. And the best way, actually, I can't tell you exactly how to send it, but I can tell you how to find out how to send it.
Okay.
And that's by calling the front desk, and that's 850-262-6000, 850-262-6000. And again, if your church, if any vocal group that you're a part of that does a holiday performance, high school bands, choral groups, mm-hmm. any choral ensembles, anything like that. If you've got a holiday performance and you have a way to record it, then if you can get it to us, we would love to have those recordings to include in our Pensacola Christmas programming. And that begins at 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve. And we play those performances beginning Christmas Eve and all the way through Christmas Day.
Oh, how fun.
Right here on News Radio.
Oh, I love that.
We've done that for several years, and it's a big hit, but we'd love to include your performances.
Okay, that sounds great. So yeah, any chorus, any church groups, there's a lot of local, there's some jazz groups too. There's a lot of different kinds
Anything,
of music. Yeah.
As long as it's music.
And you said you saw Joyful Noise this weekend.
I did.
Which was
it
the
was
gospel
so
music.
Awesome. Harlem Sings. Gosh.
WSRE and Foo Foo Festival
that
sponsored that.
Wonderful.
And I've heard nothing but rave reviews about that.
It was wonderful.
We live in an amazing place in Pensacola. So much culture, so many things to do. The Foo Foo Fest was an awesome event this past week and a half. And today we're going to have the opportunity to celebrate our veterans and thank them for their service. And as Tasca said, in the meantime, if you do have a group that you want to get the information to us so we can get them on for Christmas Eve for our Pensacola holidays. And we'll be talking more about that as we go along. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, today is Veterans Day, and I'll leave you with a quote that also comes from the wall. The heroism of our own troops was matched by that of the armed forces of the nations that fought by our side. They absorbed the blows, and they shared to the full in the ultimate destruction of the enemy. And that's also a quote from President Harry Truman after World War II. So thank you all so much for listening this morning. But take your umbrella, wear your raincoat if you're going to go out to the parades and festivities, and have a very happy Veterans Day.